Craigslist to me, I love pointing out Craigslist stuff because one, it's fun. You're going to get some quirky stuff. Two, it's adventurous because you go to someone's house to get this stuff and chances are you're going to be killed. You know, I mean, let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
Chances are you're going to be maybe sold into some sort of Middle Eastern sex slave business. Who knows what's going
to happen. Absolutely. And I need some stuff because I found the Easter egg basket that Kinsey made for Kaysen and I accidentally ate all the candy.
You did.
Well, he doesn't know.
Still, can't eat it.
I'm still amazed that we live in a society where people will go to someone's house of someone they don't know.
Yeah, right.
Under the guise of I'm buying something from you.
Yeah.
And I'm coming into your home with money to buy that item. I don't trust that much.
I occasionally get a call. One of my girlfriends, Laura, that you guys have met, she does this all the time in Chicago. She will find furniture and she'll call me and go, Jenna, I'm going somewhere to someone's house that I met on Craigslist to buy something. I just needed to let someone know.
Yeah, if I don't call you in an hour, you know what happened.
If you don't hear from me, send someone.
If it's an item that's too big to meet someone somewhere, because, you know, I bought like tickets or an iPad or a computer.
Don't buy tickets.
And they bring it with, like, meet me at the, you know, Starbucks, whatever. And that's fine. But if it's so big, you have to go to their house.
Just take somebody with you.
Just bring a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
You know, and you walk into their home to look at their coffee table, and they, like, deadbolt the door behind you.
That's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave the door open.
The whole thing just scares me. I'm like, hey, just bring it out in the driveway. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Nope.
What? Yeah, I told you my Craigslist nightmare before. I can't. I haven't gotten on the site since.
Terrible. If you don't remember it, Jenna, like, went to a modeling shoot or a audition.
It was like an instructional video they were going to pay me like thousands of dollars for, and then I didn't go because he said I could only come at 10 o'clock at night.
It was a snuff film.
Well, it definitely was.
Yeah. You gave up thousands of dollars?
Thousands of dollars, and I could have died.
It'd be paid to you post-mortem. All right, now to the Easter Craigslist, because, you know, I mean, you want to cut corners, save some dollars in this economy. Let's go. Oh, it starts right there.
You remember your line, Kelly?
A little intro would be nice.
Hippity hoppity, Craigslist.
That's you.
Craigslist on its way.
Okay.
Hippity hoppity something.
Now, Al, the fourth line is going to be the same as it's a Craigslist Easter sale, something that sounds like that.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
And JC, the fifth line is just the same as the second line. It's a bit that sure to fail.
Okay.
All right, you got it. And Jenna, the last line would be just like Kelly's line, hippity hoppity, Craigslist on its way, but you have to make it your own. Different words.
That would be five lines.
You ready? Here we go. It's a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail. Hippity hoppity Craigslist. You want to sing it? That's a better idea.
You wanted me to.
It's your line. Yeah, okay.
I apologize.
It's a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail. Hippity. I didn't know. I forgot to stop again.
You forgot to stop.
I'm gonna try it again.
That's what she said.
It's maybe a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail.
Hippity hoppity Craigslist is on its way.
Now, Al.
Resurrection can be fun.
It's a bit that's sure to fail.
What?
Oh.
No, you're supposed to keep it going, Al.
Now you're supposed to rhyme with him.
No, I got it. That's the
Can
hook.
We focus on?
Al, I thought you had this rhyming down. Oh my God, he's on the ground.
Can we focus on
knocking down the set?
The walls falling down.
Well, resurrection can be fun. Did you hear his line?
I know.
And it's a bit. All right, you wanted me to sing the hook, right?
Hey, church usher.
Al, I think the Lord just struck you down.
God just called out.
Oh my God, he's on the ground.
You're not allowed to fall out to your own joke.
That's all he does.
I mean, it wasn't that funny, Al.
So, Lord, please be safe.
It wasn't.
Oh, he's just
acting like
now he's going to be able to tell everybody, I fell down laughing.
At my own joke.
Now you need to vomit.
Funny.
You need to vomit to make it better.
Hilarious.
This is like a Tyler Perry movie in here.
Wasn't it supposed to rhyme with fail so that we could hit the hook?
All right, let's try it again. Same thing, Al.
I don't even know where my line is.
Because the real song, it doesn't.
Same thing again, Al. Here we go.
Another real song.
Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping on a bunny train.
Right, here we go. It's a Craigslist Easter sale. It's a bit that's sure to fail.
Hippity hoppity, Craigslist is on its way.
Resurrection can be fun.
Here's your path to hell plus one.
Who's this plus one?
Me.
Whoever.
Oh, man.
All right, let's do it.
Let's just get to it.
Yeah, just do it.
All right. Oh, God, no.
I'm just playing it.
Just
lost all the listeners.
Easter's coming. Is your hair did? That's the actual ad. That's what it says. Easter's coming. Is your hair did?
Actually, my hair is not did.
We are currently having an Easter hair sale. For all whom purchase their hair by Thursday, receive two bundles for $185. 14 inches to 20 inches only. If you would like the hair longer, please let me know. We go up to 40 inches on select style.
Whoa.
Peruvian hair costs more, of course.
Well,
duh.
Course. Duh, yeah.
You know Peruvian that? Hair?
Why?
Two bundles for $200. $15 more for Peruvian hair.
40 inches?
Yeah.
If you need to buy some hair, hit me up. I'll color it, too, at an extra price. Any variety of your choice, except Brazilian.
Oh, man.
14 inches to 32 inches. Call Kendra.
Yeah,
she
call Kendra. Shout out.
Hook you up.
I think that goes without saying.
This is the worst music ever.
We should get Halloween from the...
Let's get Halloween Easter wave.
Yeah.
Hell, we got to get you some hair.
Yeah, no,
they
fine.
Say the key to being a good writer is to write the way you talk. So many writers try to write like the writer,
right.
You know?
Or they try and write like they so
say,
smart.
Yeah, they say like therefore and thus and all that and you know, notwithstanding.
Mm-hmm.
No. You write like you talk like this guy. I'm writing this because I got for sale six new unused caps that say I'm blessed on them. They also say Jesus on the back. On an adjustable Velcro strap.
Yep, they do.
Caps, as in hats, baseball hats.
Yeah.
They were purchased for a church camp that was poorly attended.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm reselling them so that which I can have money for other necessary purchases. He stopped being real right there.
Yeah.
There are 4 caps in tan and 2 caps in black, so you got a black and tan going on here.
Black and
These are new caps with no tears or sweat stains.
Good.
Wow.
I also have 7 caps that say prayer. Just do it.
You can
mix. You can mix and match designs of the 6 caps for the same low price of $25.
Oh.
All of them say Jesus on the back.
Good.
Thanks for calling. Cash only.
No, kid. Those just sold out.
They don't trust you.
They just sold out. Actually, Tebow bought them all.
Now, if I'm selling unblessed caps, I wouldn't say cash only. If somebody came to me and said, "I can't pay you right now, but I can pay you next week." If I'm selling an I'm blessed hat, I would say, of course.
No, you say you come back next week and you get the cap.
You don't get your cap now.
So don't trust a Christian.
That's how
That's what I'm hearing. Wow.
Not how this works.
Handmade Easter wreath for sale. This is handmade.
Huh.
Wow.
It has a white bunny in the center and has ribbon and eggs around it. I made it. I live in Jewett.
In where?
Jewett.
I thought
that was weird that she lives in Jewett.
You sure it's not
what
Jewett?
What state is that in?
I don't know.
Jury?
I don't think so. All right, from Northwest Oklahoma. Want a cute bunny in your Easter picture? Rent mine. Rent my bunny. That sounds dirty. They will be 4 weeks old. That's old enough to leave their mama for a couple hours at a time on the 25th. Price depends on how far I got to drive them and how long it takes for you to take your picture. We live off I-40. We have 11 babies we can bring. 8 are white and 3 are gray. Email me for times. That's actually cool.
I like that.
Have a bunch of Easter bunnies in your Easter picture?
That's what I did with
Casey. In the blue bonnets or whatever?
Yeah,
better than the old drunk men dressed up as the bunnies.
I love them white.
Where do you see that? Old drunk men dressed as bunnies.
The mall?
The mall?
My mom always made me sit on in the lap and freak me out.
Yeah.
I was always terrified in tears.
I could see Billy Bob playing Bunny.
Do they check criminal records on that?
No!
I bet they do now.
Is it like Jack Daniels?
No, they do not.
They do now.
I mean,
they have
some kind of people search, right?
No.
Back in the day, they probably didn't. They just...
Especially when the guy applies for the job in the costume.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you know you got a weirdo
in
your hands.
They don't screen those.
He brings his own?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very cute lime green Kate Spade purse. Perfect for an Easter party. Cash only. Make offer. Comes from Smoke Free Home.
Oh, good.
Smoke-free purse.
You don't want a stinky one.
I need a gluten-free purse if they have one of those available. Easter tulip burping cloth.
Say what?
JC. His ears
JC, you got to get down to Siloam Springs and pick up a burping cloth beautifully embroidered with tulips.
I don't want a used burping cloth.
That doesn't say Easter to me at all. It just has flowers on it. It's just ugly.
Tulips. That's Easter tulips.
Most were never used.
Oh, which ones?
I don't know which ones. All right, what's next? Giant unicorn.
Oh, see? Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Excellent used condition. Great to snuggle up to. Use as a pillow. Perfect Easter gift for your little princess.
I thought they made
4 feet
one.
Long and 2 feet tall. Survived the Joplin tornadoes.
Wow.
See?
Why would they give that up?
It's a good mini unicorn.
Okay, did it really survive or is it not real?
Because it's not alive.
Can you survive if you've never been alive, though?
Sure, I mean, a house sure, yeah. survived.
I guess you could say my stereo survived.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it out unharmed.
Yeah.
But then you add to that that it's a mythical animal.
Exactly.
Are you saying there's no real unicorns?
I am.
I saw one once.
Are you sure about that?
I'm happy it survived, though. I'd be sad if it didn't. Boo Boo Bunnies for sale, $3 each. Custom handmade body of bunny holds one plastic Easter egg hunt. What?
Huh?
Body of bunny holds one plastic Easter egg
hunt. Oh, yeah, it holds an egg.
Yeah, great gifts for Easter and can be used as an ice pack.
Cool.
Simply by wetting it and sticking it up in the freezer.
Yeah, it's a boo-boo bunny.
And then it holds your beer.
What?
It's a koozie.
Like they have this little, it's boo-boo bunny.
Do you freeze the egg? Is that what you're
saying? To freeze the washcloth. It's basically like a washcloth that you would freeze to put on boo-boos.
Proceeds go to the March of Dimes March for Babies Walk. That's nice.
She's using it as a fundraiser.
All right. My daughter is trying to raise money to play softball this year, so she is selling Easter bunny crap.
Ew.
This is real Easter bunny poop. It's cute and makes great inexpensive gifts.
What?
They are completely edible.
What?
And each come with a cute poem attached. Get your order in now for Easter bunny poop. $2.
Stunt out.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it.
It's going to be marshmallows.
I see.
Or jelly beans.
Yeah, but it's peeps. Ugh. Worst candy ever.
Because, you know, snowman poop is marshmallows. So Easter bunny poop is probably...
It's some kind of peep marshmallow stuff, yeah.
Well, it's probably jelly beans, wouldn't you think? I don't know.
Great for Easter parties or gifts or to scare the crap out of your friends. It's a new white Easter bunny that is 5.5 feet tall from the tip of its ears to its feet. You'll see from the pic that the yardstick only goes halfway up to the face. Amazon is selling this at a ridiculous price. Me, $30. What a deal.
Yeah.
For a big, huge stuffed Easter bunny.
It's kind of scary.
You know, if I want a stuffed Easter bunny, I want a real stuffed Easter bunny. I want it to, like, taxidermy.
Mm.
Ah, okay.
Real bunny, really stuffed.
I know what to get you now for next year.
I don't want that. No.
No.
We should get some bunnies up in here, though, for Easter.
Sonny Joe, get some bunnies up here for Easter.
Please, up in here. Up in here.
All done. I'm sorry. Get some bunnies up in here.
Thanks.
Up in here.
For Easter.
Mm-hmm. Up in here. Okay.
Tell everybody.
You go talking.
But we need to represent all the races.
Talking black again. Why you have to go there, though?
What?
Who's my best friend? Irv Gotti, duh.
Duh. That's how you know.
No sleep, kid. So sorry.
You got a big old 4-hour nap. What are you talking about?
Middle of the night, Matt. Nap. It's a bad time for a nap. Like 4 to 8. That's a bad time to nap.
Bad time.
Then what do you do?